You're listening to your wrestling podcast here. New weekly episodes of Insecurity on iTunes and SoundCloud, you motherfuckers.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
You're listening to your wrestling podcast fix. New weekly episodes of Insecurity on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, it's Jessica, and today I'm going to take you step by step through the process of setting up your very own t-shirt business.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
On? This is Fran.
This is DB Richards.
Oh, shit.
What's your language?
Your mom's listening.
I know.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
JCL.
Apologize to your mom.
God, I'm fucking sorry, Mom. Jeez.
For another episode of the Insecurity Podcast. Yay! What do we got lined up tonight?
Just a regular day.
Just a regular day.
Regular ass.
What interview were we supposed to have?
Oh, we were supposed to get Topa T on, and it looks like something came up, and he'll get back to me later.
So that means that we have chit chat time.
But chit-chat. I do want to talk about one thing.
Hold on a second before you bring up that one thing. What was the question that Ace Porter from WrestleKid Podcast was asking about?
Ace Porter has been doing a bunch of "One Has to Go, Would You Rather" questions. And this one is probably the first one that's not wrestling related, but it's still a tough choice regardless. One has to go. X Videos or Pornhub?
Pornhub.
Yeah, I gotta say, wait, I have to determine it by the number of tabs I have open on my phone, actually. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 for X Videos.
Is that why your battery is always dying?
Shut up. And
you watch porn on your battery?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 for Pornhub. What does Spank Bang got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes, 6, yes, 7, tell 8, us about your 9, Spank 10, Bang experience.
11, I don't know what you're talking
for
about.
Spank Bang. And then.
My kids are listening. 1, 2, 3,
4, 5, your kids.
7 for Yes Porn Please. Okay, so.
Yeah, I dropped them off at the pool.
So Pornhub has to go.
Yeah, Pornhub's got to go.
Yeah.
Because Yes Porn Please is awesome. Spank Bang is great.
Did you hear me?
I don't want to talk about Spank Bang. I want to talk about wrestling. Let's talk about wrestling.
My kids listen to
this
stuff.
He ain't got no damn kids.
Dude, I drop them off at the pool all the time.
Dave Muttley.
I drop them off at the pool all
the time. Dave Muttley.
I drop them off at the pool.
Oh my God. Dave Muttley. This is, so we are trying to convince DB Richards over here that he should be called Dave Muttley. Because he's got the Muttley laugh. Do it again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't want to do it now. Now that we're asking for it. What was the question that you were actually wanted to mention?
So, first, rest in peace to Silver King. Watching that whole clip of the whole... Have you seen it?
The clip is on the internet?
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched it.
So, out of place stuff, you know what I mean? You're a referee. You didn't check on the guy when he didn't look good. I'm blaming the referee not checking on the person. If you watch the referees, when a big high spot or something goes on, this was in London, I think.
Okay.
When referees get into the match, they're always there. Let's say a high spot happens. They're going to check on the guy. Make sure, you know what I mean? They'll tap them, make sure everything's okay. If it's not okay, that's when the X comes up and all that. This referee was hardly not doing anything. He's going like this. Waving his arms around, doing nothing. And then Juvie didn't know if the dude was okay or not.
Juvie?
Whatever. I said Juvie. Juicy or
Juventude.
Juventude. And he didn't know he was hurt, you know what I mean? So he rolls him over and all that, and he dies, you know what I mean? So if the referee was in the match and worried about the people in the match, that's safety. You're the third person in this match that has to help out.
It's professional wrestling, and as everybody has already stated over and over again, it is not ballet and shit happens. It's surprising that it doesn't happen more often, honestly. because of like what they're doing in there.
But you have the referee as the second person.
Yes.
I mean the third person.
Yes,
in the match.
But once again, accidents happen, and even and referees are not perfect either. And as we've seen in the past, even when it comes to things like, not specifically like independent shows or anything, but just shows where they're just looking for people that need to fill in roles, that some of them just don't have the experience that others do.
But
so
that's when you ask and learn.
But
they
you don't
independent promoters, they go find their best friend and say, hey, you want to go in the ring and referee for $20?
Yes, and sometimes those people do great jobs, and other times they're not that good. It's just still in the industry, there's just a lot of room for error, and shit like this happens. So, I mean, there's been so many times where whenever there would be another accident, whether it be an injury or something major would happen, where like somebody would say, you know, things like this, they come up. It's really surprising that it doesn't happen on, like, you know, televised shows.
Yeah, true.
Well, you know what? The only thing that I could say, though, is going back to when the one person died from, like, the dropkick from, like, Rey Mysterio or whatever, was the fact that, like, when you watch that clip...
Mm-hmm.
It was the way that it was kind of like what you were saying, like how it was very clear that he was injured, and they were still kind of rolling him around. It's like, don't roll around a guy that's probably got a broken neck or something.
Correct.
So,
but there's like for independent shows, needs more safety. You know what I mean? Like WWE, the referees are on them like constantly, because I just watched a match recently. There was a high move and the referee was down checking on him and then got back into the match. It was the triple threat match, and then I was watching, seeing how the referee worked. And I pay attention to that stuff when I watch pay-per-views. Mm. Because the referee is the match too. So if there's a big spot happening, they're going, oh my gosh, you know what I mean? Charlie Robinson does it the best, you know what I mean? He gets into the match.
Well, Robinson's been around for like 20, 30 plus years. I mean, he knows what he's doing. Now, you're not going to get a lot of Charles Robinsons in the business.
But this is where referees need to have more, be more into the match, making sure the referee, the wrestlers are okay in the match.
I don't really think that it's the referees, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, I think people have this perspective of that referees really don't play a major role when they're just, they can be the deciding factor as far as how a match actually goes, and they also have to be there to make sure that everything is okay. So, but once again, referees are just like anybody else. They could fuck up, they could make mistakes, and unfortunately, there's, you know, in a business like wrestling, that could lead to something like this. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I blame more on the referees for not checking Silver King.
I get what you're saying, but again, I hate to use the word blame, because, you know, everybody plays a certain part.
Because they said if he checked on him, he could have been saved a little bit faster than...
Probably not. I don't think so.
Dude, WWE was, like, on Jerry Lawler when he had a heart attack at ringside.
Yeah, that was Jerry Lawler, though.
Hold on. It's the same thing.
I mean,
like,
not really,
they were
though.
There, right there, you know what I mean? That's why he was saved. And he's alive today. Look how fast, like, the guy broke his neck in TNA. If the referee didn't check on him, they wouldn't have anybody out there to help.
Yeah, but not everything is perfect. I mean, like, you know, you can mention, yes, WWE is very good about their safety these days, but at the same time, you can look back at the many accidents that they've had in the past. It's just the nature of the business.
See how fast Owen Hart fell?
But it was fast. But it was the fact that he fell, and that shouldn't have happened to start out with.
Yeah, so. It shouldn't have happened, but see how fast everything was there. You know what I mean? The referee was like, oh, crap.
Well, because he fell from like 30, 40 plus feet, yeah. Obviously they're going to be like, oh, shit, you know, as opposed to something that happened during an actual wrestling match.
But they were there trying to keep him alive and got him in the ambulance, but he died on his way. So at least they tried getting him to stay alive on the way there. You know what I mean? Safety is more important in wrestling than anything. And I'm here to talk about that. You know? I care about every single person that goes out there trying to do certain moves and something big happens. I want the referee to be on it to make sure he's all right.
Well, that's one of the other reasons why whenever people talk about the state of how wrestling fans view, like, you know, what they want to see in the ring, or how everybody's been conditioned for higher impact wrestling, and how the more psychologically based, like, you know, wrestling where less means more, it's not as prevalent as it used to be, I guess. Yeah. But at the same time, like, people can say, you know, it could be the simplest of moves that could lead to an issue. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. But I hope after this Silver King thing, I hope the independent circuit, I'm not talking about, like, the major ones, like AEW and all that. I bet they'll have their referees being top-notch. But going towards, like, independent shows that are, like, local, to work with the checking on the wrestlers, you know what I mean? That's how they're making money. That's how they're bringing people in. The wrestlers are the main reason they make money. If the guy gets killed in the ring doing a move and the referee didn't check on him,
well, here's another example.
They're not going to make money.
Yeah, but, okay. So here's another example. If it comes down to, like, safety is paramount, and, you know, like, anything that could happen, we need to take care of it, get this guy out of the way. What about when the referee broke his leg and he still finished the match? Like, I mean, obviously he was able to finish it, but it's like, you got to do it with a broken leg in the ring. Get him out of there.
Yeah, he should have.
You know?
He should have called for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was WWE. I mean, yeah, and whatever. It's still WWE.
Yeah.
So,
but
and in cases like that, that's okay, because it just shows that he has guts, he could finish the match. I mean, you needed to get the guy out of there.
I agree with you. He should have got out, but I bet he was afraid that Vince will get mad at him, maybe. I don't know.
Honestly, I think, you know what I think it comes down to? I think it's the fact that I don't really know this, but I mentioned this, like, last week, where I said, I think they only get paid if they finish the match. He's like, motherfucker, I broke my leg. I'm gonna get paid, damn it. No, but, well, the other thing that's the issue is sometimes when you do have injuries, like, less severe injuries, not ones like what happened, and people still want to, they still want to, like, you know, oh, I gotta tough this one out, I gotta, you know, I gotta finish this, or whatever, you know, and some people don't realize how hurt they are,
yeah,
because maybe the adrenaline's kicking in, or, like, whatever's going on,
yeah,
you know.
I see what you're saying, like, yeah, like, I know, like, baseball players and hockey players, they play hurt, with broken foots and all that stuff. I know, what was his name, Carter, played for the Flyers. He had a broken foot. He's not on the Flyers now, but when he played on the Flyers,
he had a broken foot
in the playoffs.
So here's a couple other examples. Like, okay, so, hey, Stone Cold broke his neck. Let's have him finish the match. He had a broken neck. Here's another one. What about when Bob Holly got dumped on his head from Brock? Mm-hmm. And, like, he actually wrestled for a couple more weeks, like, after that happened.
But it's more of the referee checking on the wrestler. If the wrestler said, yeah, he's good, the referee can't do anything. If the referee, like, remember when Eugene got hurt?
I don't remember.
It was like it was one of them Tuesday and like one of them kind of pay per views. You know what I mean? And like he got hurt, and the referee called for the X. The referee needs to be aware of it too.
It's just really weird though, depending on the scenario, when they go, okay, we need to get this guy out of here, or okay, there needs to be certain things set in place where it's like, I mean, but at the same time, then somebody will turn around and be like, oh, we're going to give Sin Cara crap because he hurt his finger. Like, you know, he still hurt himself. I mean,
what you mean the original Sin Cara?
Yeah, you know, when everybody was like, oh, this person like broke this bone and he still like managed to finish this match, but this guy breaks his like finger and all this, or actually, you know, it was when, Neville like separated his finger or whatever, and just popped it back in place.
Yeah.
But like, it's all a matter of what's going on at the time, and like just and the decisions that are being made on the fly.
What do you think about the referees?
I mean,
being more
attentive.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag because like on one hand he's just doing his job and he thinks it's like a part of like the work. You know what I mean? So he probably doesn't realize like something's really as bad happening until unfortunately.
But if you look at the video, you could see something was wrong.
Yeah, but like you at the same time, when like he's going through the paces and he's going through the motions, you don't really like catch on to stuff like that until like.
Well, he wasn't like, really moving.
Well, here's another.
You know what I mean?
I mean, he was still like crawling, and then when the one wrestler like basically did like stop, like continue on with the match, that's when like he's basically just laid flat.
But still, like, if you watch other referees, the good ones, they'll check on it. I know there's an independent wrestler. He does House of Hardcore. Pat. He helped, if you remember, he helped,
you know,
Chad open up his gum. He looks on his, he checks on everybody.
You know something? You know who we need to ask? We need to ask the guy who calls it right down the middle. Why don't we talk to Keener about this?
Dude, I was trying to get him, but he's busy right now. He's at a... He's working.
Then we'll continue this topic next show when we're not doing an interview. Mm-hmm. Call him up and ask about it.
No.
What else is going on?
So, I don't have anything down because I didn't think this was going to happen. It looks like Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch is a thing.
Yeah, I'm happy for them. They look like a good couple.
I really don't care about their outside world, really.
But other people do. You know who else cares? Vince McMahon. Because he loves reality television.
Wait a minute. You're kind of contradicting yourself here. You can't say you
like... I do like Daniel Bryan and Brie.
And, like, you watch The Miz's show.
I do watch The Miz's show.
So, like, on some level, you do care.
Anything that is made public is made public only because Vince is cool with it.
See, this is not...
Because there's money to be made with it. Because he sees... It was the same way how the women's revolution came up, and people want to say, oh, it's to give women more of a chance, and of course, we all see it as a pile of shit now.
Yeah, because it was just for Ronda.
Because ever since Ronda left, all of a sudden they're like, what do we do now? And they still have people that could actually, like, play... That's, you know what, we were talking about the whole, like, Sasha Banks thing. I'm not a big fan of her, but I do think that they could be doing more with her. I think that the women's tag belts are kind of stupid to start out with. Like, you know, I think they don't have enough women to make that interesting, that they should be putting them in other spots. But whether you agree or not, but it's...
I thought about changing. If I was a writer for WWE, I have an idea. You know what I mean? You know all the guys that are all asking for their release? Have them for TV... roles, had them quit and walk out. Okay? Had them come back as a group. It's like, we have...
a union.
Not a union, but bring them back like the next NWO in a way, but had them push them right. Because like, how WWE did the whole Nexus thing, they put them over big time. And then out of nowhere, they became jobbers. And you're like, what the hell just happened?
And that's one of Vince McMahon's problems.
He doesn't know how to. He gets to react.
Unless they're not, if they don't sell enough T-shirts, then they basically have no use. doesn't matter how over they are with the crowd.
What did you say? T-shirts?
I know,
t-shirts.
Irony. But
T-shirts, yes, T-shirts.
I mean, in WWE, that's basically determines how successful you are in the company.
See, right there, if you do that, bring, like, back the next NWO in a way. You know what I mean? And just let them come in and just take off both shirts.
This is something that they should... So here's an idea. And, of course, they would never do this because Vince likes to keep control of every single person. Even if he's not using them, it doesn't really matter. Like, and if, it's kind of like when they were running the Summer of Punk or whatever, like mm-hmm. when Punk was getting his push.
Yeah.
And people were saying, you know what they should have done with him? He should have left. He should have actually, like, quote unquote, like, legitimately left. And have him run independent shows or little shows where he's not going to be under any major contract and just kind of, like, you know, to really sell that he's not working there anymore. And, of course, any other company, like, any other indie company, they would probably go for that because it'd be like, ooh, we can get, like, a big-time player on the show. And then he comes back and they do the thing that they did with Cena at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Instead, where he was only gone for, like, maybe 2 weeks.
Like, going back a minute, let's say, remember when Daniel Bryan got fired for choking out Justin Roberts?
Yeah.
Could that have been a work right there? Because they brought him back.
No.
You know what I mean?
Pretty sure that wasn't a work.
Like, right there, like...
What?
Bringing him back, taking him time, bringing him back.
No, Bryan being fired for choking out Justin Roberts, that wasn't a work. Yeah, he got fired.
Yeah, he got actually fired for that.
Oh, I know, he got fired. But that could have been a great work. Because he left and went back to independence.
Yeah, but...
Okay, if that was a work, though, how does that benefit WWE in any way?
Because Daniel Bryan wasn't that one guy that would have been in that stable. If you looked at him, he was more... At the time, you know what I mean? Somebody they'll use as a good guy. Not a bad guy.
That's not,
you know what I mean?
That's not how they viewed him, though. They didn't view him as, like, this great, like, indie wrestling legend.
No, underdog.
They just used him, they viewed him at least at that point as just a jobber.
I mean,
until he got massively over and then had to switch
I mean, put it this
up.
Way. When they signed Nakamura and AJ Styles after those two had their Wrestle Kingdom match, which a lot of people were like, that's kind of the reason why they got signed, was, again, when Styles came in, he didn't come in with the thought in his head that he was going to be in the position of being, like, one of the top stars of the company. He was just like, I'm just here because this is the tail end of my career and I want to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and if you look back at the articles and everything that were online and the way that he was talking about it, it was kind of... That's why when people were like, oh, well, how will Styles do in WWE? Because, like, he's just never been viewed as a WWE guy. And he was like, I'm at the tail end of my career. I want to make some extra money for my family. And look at him now. Like, Vince didn't see him as anything more than a top mid-carder.
Yeah, I bet IC champion here. US title there.
Yeah.
Who?
AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Like, when he first came in. When he first came in, Nakamura was seen as a bigger deal by WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And look now. So...
I saw a post on a page, I'm not going to name the page, on the group page, that do you think the Asian wrestlers are getting shit on in wrestling? I wrote back saying, dude, the British wrestlers haven't won a world title in WWE yet. So, they had more titles than a British person had, you know what I mean? So...
But you're missing the whole point. It doesn't matter which one. It's a matter of whether it's happening at all. You know, you could turn around and say, yes, like, what about the British strong stuff, just British wrestlers, period.
Yeah.
Well, what about the Asian wrestlers? Like, you're not going to put them aside. Both of them could be getting pushed more.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of wrestlers out there, I don't care what ethnic they are, should get pushed more. You know what I mean? But you can't because they keep on pushing the same guys over and over and over again. You got Corbin that can't freaking do anything, right?
Sometimes you can't do anything right. It's just
hard.
He's just boring.
He
needs to be put on.
Ring, like actually going back and watching him a couple of times lately, like, he's okay. It's just
When he was first on the main roster, it was like, okay, he would make IC title material. Yeah. But they shouldn't be doing. But he's somebody that Paul Heyman would have loved in ECW.
Yeah, because Paul Heyman had that thing that can take the weaknesses.
Corbin is? He's a guy that would benefit if they still had the hardcore title.
But back to Heyman for a second. He was the guy that found weaknesses in wrestlers and used it to not.
But the problem with Vince McMahon, among many things, and of course, you know, depending on who you talk to, oh, you can't say anything bad about Vince McMahon, like, whatever. Yeah, you can. You can say a lot of things wrong. Is that people are getting pissed at, like, you know, Corbin gets lots of mic time. Look at his stupid-ass fucking outfit. Like, basically, everything that is wrong with him. Vince doesn't see that as something wrong. He sees it as people are talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what matters.
Yeah.
And if we were doing everything right with him that we're supposed to be, then he would just be another guy. He wouldn't be offending everybody or making them want to turn the TV off, but, like, he would just be another guy. And that's the way that Vince sees guys like him. But at the same time, they go, well, you're going to push somebody like him, and meanwhile, Luke Harper gets shit on.
See, right there, Luke Harper is a bit really good wrestler. He's a bit one of the best big men in on the WWE roster, but they don't use him.
Of course they don't, because Vince doesn't like him.
Because he doesn't speak a southern accent.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's because Vince just gets it in his head when he just doesn't like somebody. And some people manage to work around it, like when, I mean, Vince was never a huge fan of Christian.
No, he didn't.
And yet, Christian still had what a lot of people consider a good career, so he was still able to work around the fact that Vince McMahon didn't like him, you know? I mean, Christian went to TNA, and he still came back, so.
But I think the reason why he got the world title is because of Edge, and.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, when it comes down to it, like, I don't think that Christian's going to say, oh yeah, like, you know, I had a bad career.
Yeah. No, he had a great career. I was happy that he went to TNA and became champion over there and then came back to WWE saying, this is what I can do.
Well, one of the things that people were talking about was how they said that, yes, it was very petty that WWE would extend Luke Harper's contract when they really don't have anything to do with him, and then turn around and basically be like, well, I don't even think it's a matter. Like, you see, that's the thing that people, that, like, it's really hard to. It's really hard on the outside when you don't know exactly what's going on. You're just kind of guessing what the issue is.
Yeah.
Because people would say, oh, well, Vince doesn't want him to go somewhere else. I don't think he even cares about that. I think he's just like, I have you under contract, I own you. Like, you know, and like, you want to leave early. It's like when Rey Mysterio, when his contract was almost up, and they extended his because of all the time that he missed. And obviously, Rey Mysterio has a lot more leverage than Luke Harper would.
Yeah. So, I think WWE is doing wrong for certain people. And the product's horrible.
But at the same time,
I think it's time to change it.
But at the same time, they're doing so well. It's mind-blowing how well they're doing for how bad they're doing. It's because as a brand name... They do very well with that.
Yeah, because you still have kids that
love it. With the brand image for, like, casuals, the ones that don't frequent, like, all these wrestling message boards and look into things and go, like, oh, like, we got all these other companies, like, AEW with their $60 pay-per-view, which we'll get into shortly. There's just a lot of things. It's mind-blowing how well they're doing when they're their primary source is like, okay, you know what, this is what somebody was mentioning. They were like, WWE is the kind of company where they'll be like, you know, we got a little bit of everything. You know, I mean, if you want if you want great wrestling, just watch NXT. If you want great cruiserweight action, watch 205 Live, which is still like, it is. It's almost upsetting how bad that show does for all the great wrestling they have.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the company has conditioned people throughout the years that Monday Night Raw is their flagship show, and anything that matters in that company, it happens on that show.
Mm-hmm.
So when that show is doing bad, it reflects on everything else.
Because this is the first time out of all the badness that Raw has happened, SmackDown is horrible too.
Not as bad though.
SmackDown is watchable. Like, but at the same time, it's only, like, somebody might say, well, is it only watchable because, or is it only, like, do people only see it as being good because Raw is that bad?
Watching Raw this last week, or this week, whatever you want to call it, like, the first 5 minutes was, like, really, the first 30 minutes was goddamn talking.
That wouldn't be an issue. If they had people that can like hold people's attention that long. I mean, back in the day, like, you know what? We'll rewind. Perfect example. WrestleMania 17. You had Austin versus The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, everybody was going crazy for that match. The feud leading into that match was complete nonsense. It was stupid. But it was the fact that you had two guys at the...
Wait, which feud?
WrestleMania 17, when Austin versus The Rock, the lead up to that after No Way Out, I clearly remember how absurd their storyline was going into that.
That's not the one where Deborah got involved, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah, that is 17. I'm thinking of 19 or something.
And like, even though the match was awesome, the storyline leading into that was kind of stupid.
Yeah, like because it started out as Deborah managing The Rock or something, right?
But it was the fact that you had the characters in place that were, I mean, Austin and Rock at the time, they could basically turn dog shit into like gold. Like, you know, that's just how good they were. They don't have that on Raw right now. Like, they don't have people that can do that. So if you have a ridiculous storyline, it's just going to come out as that.
But at that time, 17, let's say, how strict was it for Stone Cold and The Rock to read scripts and go off script?
They still had certain things in place that they needed to do, but again, the product was different at the time, and it's a lot stricter now, obviously, as far as what they're allowed to say, or like, you know, some people, like, they basically, it was a different product at the time, you know. But again, like, when we get down to, like, the basics, Raw is where it's at right now. Like, somebody actually they mentioned this on Facebook, where they said, in the Attitude Era, you had a lot of bullshit that you had to kind of wade through, and some of it was really horrible when you look back and go, man, this sucks. What are we complaining about right now? But it's the fact that it was still a show where you were like, what's going to happen? I gotta tune in next week. And now, you can miss like a month of Raw. What the fuck have you missed?
Exactly.
Do you remember when WCW, like, end the pay-per-view and the pay-per-view wasn't over? And they put it on Nitro?
that was a good idea. As much as it annoyed the hell out of people, because it was a classic Bulls line. It was like, fans, we're out of time. See you next week. That's a classic wrestling move, because people need to tune in to find out what happened.
Yeah.
You know? They don't... There's so many things that they don't do now that they should be doing. And, you know...
Yeah.
Because they kind of lost track of, like... the hell was it? Oh, okay. So when somebody was mentioning like the
they're more focused on marketing and making money than they are on like quality story.
Well, here's the thing is that when somebody was mentioning like, you know, the whole argument of like, and we're talking on the extreme end, kind of like when we're talking about liberals and conservatives, like, you know, the extreme end, we're not talking about the ones that can actually make a conversation out of this, is that you're going to get the people that go, oh, WWE is going to go out of business. They're doing so horrible. Oh, this company is going to take over.
Oh, that's what I hate the most. And that's why.
I get that. Hold on a second. I'm actually like agreeing with you on that. But it's the fact of, yes, there is lots of good wrestling outside of WWE. Yes. Yes. AEW is not the end all. But here's the thing. WWE chooses what they're doing right now. If they wanted to put on an amazing wrestling product, they could do it tomorrow. Yeah. And that's the thing that's mind-blowing, is the fact that they showed that they can do it. They do it with NXT, they do it with 205, they do it to a certain degree SmackDown.
You know why they do it on 205 and NXT? Vince doesn't have control of it.
Vince has a control of everything.
He doesn't have control of NXT.
No, when it comes down to it, he can do what he wants.
Triple H is the man.
But again, Vince controls everything. If he wanted his hands on that also,
he could take it with no hesitation.
But why the fuck would he care about 205 Live? It's just a bunch of cruiserweights. Like, you know, he has absolutely no reason. When Enzo was on 205 Live, you better believe that Vince was sticking his head in there. You know? Like.
And once again, like the whole cruiserweight thing. Didn't he get rid of the cruiserweight because he didn't think it was going to mount to anything?
But now they have it in. Well, here's the thing. Now they have it in there because they have so many hours of television they need to fill.
The network. Yeah. The network, too. I think WWE needs to like throw everything live on the network, so I don't have to watch Fox or watch
USA.
They're
not gonna do that. Why would they do that when they can make like billions of dollars with the Fox deal?
Mm-hmm.
And
it'd be nice if they can put it on right the next day or something, so I can watch it.
So, on top of like billions of dollars, let's talk about what is it? Saudi Mania, the quest for more money.
So far, the only confirmed matches for that Saudi show, which...
There's three of them.
Yeah, it's Goldberg and Undertaker.
Oh, I want to see that.
Triple H and Randy Orton.
Oh, I want to see that.
And the, I guess, 50-man Royal Rumble again.
That
doesn't amount to anything.
Only if Braun Strowman wins.
Honestly, he's good. Like,
why, if they're essentially having a Saudi Arabian WrestleMania, then why do these part-time people still have to wrestle at WrestleMania?
Right?
They're essentially getting a WrestleMania paycheck twice a year.
It's true.
It's like our equivalent of getting paid three times in a month.
That and the fact that since...
The only reason
since it's a 10-year deal, we got another 9 years of this bullshit.
Will be retired.
Keep your fingers crossed. Goldberg doesn't get his head chopped off.
Goldberg, that match is going to be like 30 seconds because
once again,
it's going to be 5 minutes for Undertaker's entrance. It's going to be 5 minutes for Goldberg's entrance.
They're going to stare at each other.
They're going to stare at each other for like 3 minutes, and then like a fucking. Run the ropes for like 30 seconds and then a tombstone.
You know what the Undertaker needs to
do? What about a spear?
No, you know what the Undertaker needs to do?
If he takes a spear, he's going to blow up.
No. This is what Taker needs to do when he raises the lights on. He needs to raise the lights on while going like this. Money.
Dude, did you see Mick Foley's saying, hey, I'll do a Hell in a Cell match again?
Dude, all
because he wants that crazy Saudi
money.
All
of us would fall off a fucking cell for $3 million, okay?
Exactly.
But you know
I'll
what?
I'll do it for The Rock.
You know what would happen though? We would be on top of the cell at the moment of truth and go, "Oh shit!" And then he would just be like, "Just deal with it, money."
Can we bring
padding, right? Yeah.
Can we bring Razor Moon back and HBK and have a ladder match?
That's going to happen at the next Saudi show.
I mean, because, like...
Oh, dude, no, no, no. Why did you say that?
Scott and Sean are coming back. No. DX with, like... No, the Click is going to come back for something.
Saudi Arabians don't give a shit about the Click. They care about Razor Ramon versus... No, Scott Hall's not going to come back. Razor Ramon's going to come back.
Yeah, it has to be somebody with gray hair.
They'll have, like... Diesel versus Bob Backlund. You know Bob Backlund will get in there.
Honestly, I would pay to see Bob Backlund wrestle. He's still in great shape.
Dude, he's in great shape.
Well, still going back to what Bischoff tweeted when he was like, this man is 60 plus something years old and I hate him because he was doing like the handstand push-up or whatever.
See, like, back to WWE for a second. Like, I'm seeing like a bunch of things that the fans were talking about. Dude, Paul Heyman's not doing anything. Why not bring the Dangerous Alliance back?
Well, you gotta ask what Paul Heyman wants to do. You think that Paul Heyman gives a fuck about anything? He wants to work part-time just like Brock.
Exactly.
Dude, he can still do part-time. Dude, just comes out and just wrestle and then he can leave. He can do
Paul
the Dolph
Heyman
Ziggler.
Comes out to wrestle and leave?
No, he comes out. No, he never wrestled. He was manager. Come out with the wrestlers and then leave.
But he's done that already. He doesn't really need to do that. Why do you think you haven't seen any more Paul Heyman guys since Curtis Axel?
I think Cesaro was the last one.
No, Ryback wasn't a Paul Heyman guy. He was Paul Heyman's, like, gay lover.
But, no, like, I saw that they had, like, the idea of a Dangerous Alliance and Robert Roode, the revival, and I thought that was cool.
But I mean, it's so cool in theory, but it's not like something they're actually going to do.
There's so many things that they could do. That's why whenever it's mind-blowing whenever they say, oh, we need scriptwriters. There's fuckers that'll do this better for free.
Exactly.
You know? But at the same time, then you would turn around and then you would get some, like, you know, person defending WWE and go, well, you just don't know the inside of the business and you don't know what's involved. It's like, but I just want good TV. Like, exactly. It's not really asking for
too
much.
I mean, I
have
to be an expert in the wrestling business, but I know what I like.
No, you know what's even more fucked up than that? I want a good episode of Monday Night Raw. It's not like Monday Night Raw is mind-blowing great television. We're not asking for something that would be like Game of Thrones back when people weren't bitching about, because apparently it just sucks now.
It doesn't suck. It's just that the girl had a heel turn on the show and now everybody's pissed.
But it's not like we're asking for, like, you know, like, oh, this is Oscar award. It's like, no.
Yeah, we just...
I mean, stuff that would be, like, consider good writing in an E-Fed for starters.
Exactly. How many soap
So did we just quote Game of Thrones on here?
Game of Thrones. Juvie.
It's like, why... Dude, it's like, I don't know anymore. I don't know. I don't know at all. It's kind of sad.
We're all taking a breather. It got real quiet all of a sudden.
No, like, okay. You named the last episode. And that is the funniest thing I've heard all day. What did you name it?
Oh, T-shirt company.
ATC. That cracked me up.
ATC.
ATC. That is the best thing I've seen so far. Where did you find that?
I found it on Google search.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fans get crazy every moment. So
I don't mind joking about it. I think it's hilarious. And first off, why is it such an insult? Why is a t-shirt company such an insult? Meanwhile, people that work at t-shirt companies are like, motherfucker, I make like six figures. What are you making? You know, I mean, I don't think that Jericho, like, somebody like Jericho could turn around and go, yeah, I work at a t-shirt company. Big freaking deal.
So, Killer Cross asked for his release.
Killer Cross.
Yeah. Is that name just, it sounds like something from, like, watching Flash. What was her name? Killer Cross? No, Killer Frost, that's it.
Yeah.
So Killer Cross, it goes to disagreement with his finance. Hey, don't sign the contract if you don't like it.
Oh, here we go again.
No, I'm sorry, man. Like, you sign a contract, finish the dates.
I get that. But at the same time, let's look at the circle of people that we hang. Let's look at the circle of people that we hang out with, or like even when it comes to, it doesn't matter if it's a contract or if it's a job. If there's something that pisses you off at your job, you're going to mention it. You know,
it's true.
I mean,
been there.
Yes, exactly. We've had plenty of times where it's like, fuck this fucking place, but at the same time, so anybody could turn around and basically go, just leave.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
People are human. They're going to vent frustration. Like, that's just how it is. And yes, at the same time, then there's people that will turn around and basically be like, well, what the fuck are you bitching about? Like, look at this person over here.
You know? I don't think Impact will give it to him just because, knowing that WWE wants him.
Just because the WWE wants him doesn't necessarily mean that anything.
Well,
any wrestling promotion could use him.
So we don't really talk about.
No, that's what I was reading. I was reading what.
Speaking of Impact, did you catch RVD's return match?
I caught some of it. It's weird seeing him frog splash with a beer gut.
It's just the extra impact. Impact wrestling.
Impact wrestling.
No, somebody was mentioning this. They were like, yes, RVD is still in better shape at his age than most of us are now in our age. But it's just him from where he used to be and him now, it's just really hard to watch. And his 5-star frog splash. No, like it was, I think 5 or 6, 7 years.
Like, was like a 3-star frog splash now?
5, 6, 7 years ago, it was about a 3.5-star frog splash. Now it's about 2 and 2.75 stars.
2.75. Hate to interrupt, but someone just posted a video of Bray Wyatt basically revealed his real gimmick. He looks like Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal.
Wait, so they're
like, took, it was like a rumor that it was going to take like a, like the Funhouse thing was going to take like a really, really fucking dark turn.
And they did it already?
They did it already.
Why? Jinx.
Good.
Why do they have to do this now?
I think it was, yeah, I'm with you guys. It's way too soon.
Come on, you need to build...
It looks cool as hell, though, but it's way too soon. I feel like they just jumped the gun.
They've only been doing this for, like, 2-3 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks!
Yeah, 2 weeks. Like,
that's Vince McMahon's thought process. He goes, everybody has only can only have their attention span held for 2 weeks.
This is just...
It's just a little too soon. It looks cool as shit, though, but it's too soon. It should have waited.
Dude, like, this is the worst sex we ever had in our life.
I don't know about that. Hasn't.
No, because, like, the person can't perform right, and talking about Vince McMahon, and he has to explode so early.
I don't want to know about Vince McMahon's premature ejaculation, okay?
Thank you. That's what I wanted to say. So I'm reading something right now that regarding to the match of Raw's taping next night between Harper and EC3 wasn't so much a problem with the match itself. It was the fact that Vince McMahon had already made up his mind on Harper and was going to hate on everything he did.
But that's just news, and we can't listen to news because everything is fake news.
So, like,
here's a question, though. Is it really fake news with wrestling? Because wrestling's fake? Fake news?
Wrestling news is just...
So here's a question. Here's another one to add on top of the thought process.
Yeah.
What the... God, no!
I'm just showing the image.
It's, so you take kayfabe news.
Mm-hmm.
They're fake news.
Okay.
Does that make them real news?
No, that's just...
Okay. You need to add on top of this,
that's
JCL.
That's comedy.
JCL.
Yes.
Is kayfabe news real news?
No, it's comedy. No.
Because it's fake, it's fake,
like,
news.
It's like it's the Onion for wrestling.
It's.
But wrestling is fake. You can't take two fakes. It makes it real.
I don't think that's how it works.
It's comedy. Like,
so you know what? That means that wrestling is not fake. It's real.
There you go.
My brain hurts now.
I know. Let's move on.
So wrestling is real and the IWC is fake.
Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that.
The internet database people.
So basically the smart fans are the casuals.
Yeah, sure.
I feel stupid now. Like, I need to start watching real shows.
Gosh.
Like what?
It looks like I just stopped watching wrestling. Thanks.
You can go to the independents. It's fine.
And I have. You know what I mean? I've been checking out independent
the
wrestling.
The indie scene. It's like open mic night.
But, like, this is the thing about I love about indie wrestling. I have fun.
But you choose to have fun. It's the same way how Vince McMahon will turn around and be like, why don't you fans just enjoy the product that's out there?
Because you keep on giving us the same product.
You came to a certain point in time where you said, you know, I really don't care about indies. I mean, you did care, but, like, not as much as you do now.
Because I saw something.
But there's a lot of things that you actually did enjoy with W. You see, I support the fact that you like that you have a current love of independent wrestling. But at the same time, I always try to figure out because you like to change your opinion on the fly. Like, I mean, before it was like I like all the shows on the network, stuff that we would never watch. And you always turn around and say, well, if you watch these, you might actually enjoy it. You know?
I still enjoy it. I watched the Road Rule once.
So you still love the WWE. You just don't like Raw.
I'm just tired of the same storylines over and over again.
But if you completely eliminated Raw, let's say that Raw, you know how you become a WWE fan? Pretend that Monday Night Raw does not exist. After that, everything becomes so much easier.
Yeah.
So just watch pay-per-views.
No, yeah, not even pay-per-views.
Just watch NXT and SmackDown.
No, not even the pay-per-views. Because, okay, put it this way, the pay-per-views. We're going to have AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins. If that was a SmackDown match, that it would be good.
I think that's an old thing about wrestling that changed a lot. If you went back in the day, let's go back to, like, 1980s. Who did Hulk Hogan wrestle? Jobber number one. Okay, so you didn't see him take on guys like Randy Savage or Million Dollar Man straight up on Superstars or whatever the Prime Time or, you know what I mean, you saw.
It was a different market.
You saw the jobber from down the street, Billy, that's going to be.
But again, it was a different market, and at that time, they weren't interested in having, like, oh, let's have a great match on Superstars. They were interested in, we got to market this guy as, like, you know, as one of our top stars. So he's just going to beat the fuck out of all these jobbers. And then during the shows like Saturday Night's Main Event and the pay-per-views, that's when those two, that's how they made money.
And that's where what's wrong with WWE, because they give us AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins already. And then we don't have that love for the pay-per-view
because
we've seen it already again.
Because again, with Vince McMahon, everybody's got the attention span of 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It doesn't really even matter about great wrestling matches. Like, it's whatever. Like, you know, because okay, you know what? If you look at the matches that happen on Raw right now,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, it's very like cookie cutter and very you know. I mean, everybody always jokes about certain spots. Like, WWE style is very specific. Like, the one thing that I always laughed about was the part where everybody's got, like, their comebacks. Or, like, oh, this is the part where Randy Orton bounces the guy off the canvas with a clothesline 2 times, and the guy just magically bounces back up so he could swing his arm, duck around, and take a power slam. When the 2K games have comeback moves, that goes to show like what kind of style that they have right now.
So should WWE just cut back on pay-per-views
No.
Make the storylines a little bit?
No, they're not going to do that. It doesn't really matter. Like, I mean, I think that they could have more jobbers, honestly. Like, I was probably one of the few people that thought it was awesome when Ryback was squashing the fuck out of two or three scrubs at a time.
Local talent. Yeah, local guys.
Local talent.
Yeah, local talent. Guys that are getting into the business.
The guys that didn't want to play the part of, like, a random wrestler security guy. So he's like, no, I want to get squashed in the ring. I don't want to get thrown to the outside by Strowman or Big Show.
There was one recently. And the two jobbers that were... It was a 3-on-1. And they destroyed... Yeah. I think it was Lars... Was it Lars?
No. Oh, my God. We haven't even talked about the shit show that's Lars Sullivan these days.
Let's just not even open the can of worms, to be honest.
What the hell did they do to him?
What do you mean, what did they do to him? It was a matter of, like, everything that... You know what he is a case of? He's a case of... the timing of how everything went down.
Dude, he just...
Because there were articles about... I mean, when he was in NXT, there were articles about things that he said before that were way before he was even signed.
Oh, that!
It was the fact that the way that they're handling certain things with other wrestlers, and they seemingly don't give a fuck with him. It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's a clear favoritism. For what reason?
Could it have been that he apologized or they knew about it?
It doesn't matter if he fucking apologized.
Saying I'm sorry just because you got aired out doesn't really mean you're sorry.
It doesn't matter. Hogan was kissing everybody's asshole after all the shit came out with him.
That I'm cool with now because Booker T said so.
That's the equivalent of saying, oh, I have black friends so I'm not racist.
Why does it matter? Black friends T, and I'm not why racist. Matters that Booker T said so? I mean, Dennis Rodman said so also. He was like, oh, I'm cool with him. Yeah, but you know what? It was like, that was one of the problems, was the way that Hogan was going about it. It was saying, look, I have, yeah, exactly. Look, I have black friends. Everything is okay. It's kind of the same, like, you know what? I hate to mention this, and I know that you're not going to agree with me on here with this. It's the same way how our current president, I'm not trying to shit on him, but this is just an example. Our current president will say, I'm not racist. And people might agree with that. But then the way that he says things, like, you know, like he doesn't refer to black people as the like African Americans. He calls them, oh, I love the blacks. What kind of non-racist is going to call people?
Hillary Clinton did the same thing.
We're not fucking talking about Hillary Clinton. You know, if she said the same thing, then she should get shit on. I'm using it as an example.
Joe Biden had to.
The blacks. The gay people.
Joe Biden does that all the time.
When?
Now.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. You don't listen to him.
I've never heard one instance of him referring to anybody.
Dude, he touches little boys. He told me I could touch him. That's kind of creepy.
But here's a question.
It's like Joe Biden and Michael Jackson.
But why would you give shit to him when it's okay with this guy? It's unacceptable regardless, okay? If people want to say it's unacceptable that Joe Biden does it, then shit on the president. You're not going to do that because it's our president. He's okay.
He's tough.
That's the big... that's what I'm talking about. You can't hold somebody to a certain standard but then say this person's fine. I never said that what Joe Biden did is good, but you know what? He actually apologized. He didn't call it locker room talk.
But Obama shitted on the Christians and
you
all
keep
that.
Talking about all these other people, though.
But you want to talk about the president. There's other presidents that shitted on other people, too.
But
I'm
look,
not a big fan
look,
of Bush.
This is what I'm saying, though. And going back to the original topic of Lars Sullivan. Mm-hmm. It's the fact of, if you're going to hold one person to a standard, hold everybody to a standard. Yeah. If you're going to shit on Hulk Hogan because of what he said, because of it being racist, that's fine. Do that. Then fire Lars then.
Exactly.
So what did he say?
What didn't he say?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Because I thought
I'm
you
not
were...
going to look this shit up, okay? It's very well documented. And like even and he, like it's well documented to the point where he has not tried to come up. They have not tried to come up with excuses for it. Okay, it's not like it's fake.
Even so, WWE sponsors are like, "Yo, you need to fucking do something about this."
What did he say? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
He just said a bunch because, of remarks about like multiple races, homosexuals, religions, and everything.
When was this?
It's just it's a all recorded. Online. It's just a.
When was it?
Over the dude, just look it up.
It's over the years.
To, it's not hard to look up Lars Sullivan and then comments.
Okay, he did it over the years.
Not even really over the years, like from starting from like 2012 and
all. But here's the, okay. So here's the question. So all of a sudden the conversation's getting a lot calmer. It's like, well, he said over the years. Okay, well then.
What did he say? Then I can say, okay, he needs to get in trouble.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's the fact that he said it at all. Why would that change your opinion if, like, suddenly you know? It's like, okay, now I know. Okay.
Because you can't tell
me what he's been doing. But you flat out know about certain things that other people do, and it doesn't change your opinion. So why would it change your opinion about him? Because he said it years ago. Bill Cosby, he's innocent. Our president's innocent. But fuck this guy.
Bill Cosby is innocent.
Here's the question, though. Why would you say fuck this guy, but everybody else is okay? That's what I'm saying. Everybody needs to be held accountable for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to hold one person to a certain standard,
okay,
because of the image.
Should I go after Spike Lee for talking shit about white people?
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
I'm not going to do that.
You have to go after every black person because we all talk about white people.
See, how's that not racist?
I never said it wasn't.
But that's my whole thing. I don't care.
But
we should just keep on moving
on. But again,
on.
That's what it comes. But look,
but if Flores Sullivan said it right now,
he's not going to say it right now. And even if he did say it right now, what difference would that make? Because you've already had it in your head that everything is okay with this person. That's what I'm
trying
to say.
I don't know what he said.
Everybody's. Oh my god! It's because why don't you look it up then?
Because I'm going to do it right now. You're like, I don't like
you have a set opinion about somebody. It doesn't matter. They could say that I kill fucking babies, and you would be like, "Well, he's just joking."
Dude, that's what Democrats want to do. That's what they want to do: kill babies. That's one thing I hate about this.
I don't even know how to respond.
This is half the reason why I get so angry.
No,
because I'm trying to. Give an overall point of view,
you're still singling people out. But you're talking about babies, and Democrats want to freaking kill
babies. Okay, I guarantee that there is a single Republican out there that feels that way, but that's okay. It doesn't matter what political party it is. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That's why they're voting. Shut up.
You bought up Joe Biden. That's fine. You don't bring up somebody else to cover up for somebody else.
The Democrats want to.
You're still doing it
because
you
don't.
Are you watching something? Yes.
Because you just brought up baby killing.
I'm using it as an example, and I'm saying that's
what the Democrats want to do now.
You're still talking about parties, okay? I mentioned Donald Trump because why would you be okay with him, but not with the other? I never said. That I was cool with Joe Biden. Mentioning him does not do shit for me. You know what? That's fine. Fuck Joe Biden also. You know? That's what I'm trying to get to. If you're going to say fuck Hulk Hogan, then fuck Lars. Or everything is okay. Or better yet, it means that going back to the whole thing with Vince McMahon, it means that you either like somebody or you don't. It doesn't matter what they do. You know? So anyway. Take it back. You can look that stuff up later. Because again, even if you did find the stuff, it won't matter. Because it happened years ago. And apparently there's a statute of limitation where if it happened years ago, it's fine. Is it fine? What about you? Is it fine because it happened years ago? We'll just forgive him, you know? He was a kid back then. He made.
He wasn't even a kid.
He didn't. He didn't know any better, dude. You know what? I don't understand how Lars even got signed to start out with. Besides the fact that he looks like a freak of nature. Because
how old was he in 2012?
Like 25.
Like he looks like a fucking head case. Like
25.
If he was 25 and he's talking about this.
When you're 25, you're a grown man.
Exactly.
Like. So that's the question. Why is it okay for this person?
Is it okay if I read one? I think it's fucked up.
Go ahead. But
what are Kofi and R-Truth supposed to be? A PG Black Panther stable? Okay, I always wonder why they had to team up two black guys. Both those guys look like they could be in a prison black gang. What is he talking about? Like, how stupid is he? Is that why he took that mental break and walked away?
No, but again, it's what we said before.
The fact there is a gray area. When it comes to definition of right.
I saw that.
What's that? Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I'm kind of pissed off.
No, it's fucking bullshit. It's bullshit because still, it's their way of saving money, and they're going to dick over the self-contracted people anyway. So that was one example out of the many that are on there. And again, why would that matter? Because it happened so long ago. You've even said in past. You've said in past episodes. You said, like certain things, like the shit with Hulk Hogan, like you know when he was talking about all that stuff, and he didn't even say that stuff.
Hogan didn't say this shit.
But he didn't even say that online. But it's the fact that it did come out, which means he needs to man up and take responsibility, which he kind of did. But and people are still gonna have their opinions. They're entitled to that. That's opinions. Fine. But
I'm not a Hogan fan, but I'm gonna back him up because everybody, like you said. Everybody said racist shit in their life. If I'm going to go after... This is too much. Okay? Lars Sullivan should get his action. He should get fired. He should... Blah, 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 this and that.
But basically negates about 15 minutes of ranting when we were trying to explain this to you. It's the fact that...
See, I need to see stuff before I do stuff.
I know. That's your whole head case with AEW. It's like, oh, I need to see something.
I do need to see it. And I just saw it. What I just read, I don't want to see again. It's pitiful.
You don't... need to be right in front of your face. Like, you know, it's like, oh, I see it now. It's the fact of, we're going to take the scenario. Is this scenario fucked up?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Then you don't need to see it.
No, I just saw it right now. But, like, when we started, I didn't know we were going to get into his social media concept. Because I thought he looked like Gene Snitsky's kicked the baby out to the audience. That's what I thought he was. Baby
Snitsky. There's a lot of things, like, when people were, like... Okay, we'll get back... To the basics, like yeah. You know, when people talk about like, oh, what the hell is it? It's I'm trying to remember this one conversation that someone was talking about. Like, okay, something that blows people's minds is when Vince McMahon comes out on TV,
mm-hmm.
and people mark out for him, but the same people will bitch about him. So why do they mark out?
I don't know. That's a good question. Why does the fans mark out when...
Because
there's like a random chance you'll actually get to see Vince McMahon.
Because Vince on TV is still a big deal, even though it's seemingly a bigger deal for him than it is for everybody else these days. But it's also the fact of, like, it's okay, we can respect the things that he has done over, like, other things, but... You have to know that there are so many things that he has done that will never come out that is completely fucked up. Nobody with his kind of success has gotten that way because he's a nice guy.
No, there's some wrestlers back that don't like Vince.
It's not a matter of liking. It's a matter of things that people have done. Like, you know, people have a different thought process when it comes to billions of dollars. Like, the same thing when people are like, oh, Vince McMahon, he would never use cancer to get Roman Reigns over. And I don't believe that. I mean, I don't believe the whole thing where that was fake. But I do believe that he would. Because what the fuck does he give a shit? Like he would turn around and basically be like, well, we know that you don't have it. But, like, you know, whatever.
I had doubts about that, too. But I do remember when he tried to use Stephanie's pregnancy as a storyline for incest. And I'm like, yeah, he probably would have done the cancer thing.
Remember he would do just about anything. Like, you know, you don't get to where you're at, where he's at, if you don't have that thought process.
He basically stole the company from his own father, so.
He didn't steal, he bought it.
Well, like, remember he was supposed to only stay in, like, a certain amount of territory, and then he basically went, like, nationwide?
But he broke the promise of keeping the territories. Territories were going downhill anyway. You know what I mean? Because everybody wanted to break out. NWA didn't want to.
He basically took the same. He took the same kind of path that people like the guy who started Uber, the fucking Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, those guys. They're like the ones where they basically say, we just want to take over.
Yeah.
That's how they see things. Vince did that with wrestling. He's still doing that now. Like, even down to, like, things like, I'm not using you. I don't have any plans on using you, but I'm going to keep you anyway because fuck you. Like, you know?
That's what he's doing with Luke Harper right now.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how well respect. I mean, like when I mentioned the whole thing with Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio is a fucking legend.
Yeah.
And he still dicked him. And Mysterio still came back. So, you know, that's just how the business is.
Rey Mysterio came back because his son's going to get into wrestling. You know what I mean? He wants a
but it's the big fact, piece. But it's the fact of the thing that people are mentioning now, oh, they extended his contract. They're dicking him over. Like, you know, and they did the same thing with Mysterio. They did the same thing to other. It doesn't matter who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Vince is going to do it just because. And which is why you said that he should have taken the Dean Ambrose route, kept his fucking mouth shut, and just ate his contract until it was up.
Yeah.
I mean, Ambrose at one point in time, Ambrose clearly stopped giving a shit right after his match with Brock. You could tell that he was not happy, but he still just wrote his contract out.
Yes. And I was getting tired of seeing the Shield back 15 times. Unless
the Shield makes money, that's why they keep bringing it back.
Yeah, the Shield's money.
It's half the reason why they even advertise, like, Dean Ambrose is leaving so much.
Like, the Shield's final run.
Because regardless, like, yeah, like, they don't make a big deal about people leaving like that, but at the same time, because Dean and, by proxy, the Shield together made so much money, of course they're going to capitalize on it as much as they can.
We're running short. Fans, we're running short on time. We'll see you next week. So do we have any shout-outs before we hop off here?
I always have shout-outs. I like to say thank you to my boy Frankie Picard for everything he does for us and gets us over. When he does wrestling stuff, he does the Insigori and gets podcasts.
Yeah. Shout-outs to WrestleCave, Markout Club, specifically Ace Porter. We put on a classic the other day. I would like to continue to keep this going now, especially now that I kind of know how you fight. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, the next, not interview night, let's try to get some fans on and get them to give us.
No, the next show we need to talk about Keener. I mean, all jokes aside, I want to know his opinion about, like, what you were mentioning at the beginning of the show.
So. Okay, I'll see if I can find an all referee and get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? See if they will put their opinion in, too.
Because Keener's the man who calls down the middle.
Down the middle.
We got...
I'm going to see if Frankie will come on to see, as a wrestler, and what his opinion is for... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this will be good.
We also got our regulars like Josh Ho and his five takes.
Has he done the five takes?
I don't know. It's off and on. Like, I mean, he got his CDL and he's making the mad money now, so it's all good.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
We got Monty who needs to come back so we can get some ramen.
He's coming back.
We got.
Did you hear?
Speaking of which, I told Fran about it. There's a new spot that I go to when I'm at work.
Yes, and it's got everything except for Fuddruckers Burger.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Yongkang Street. It's a ramen. It has ramen, it has sushi, and it has regular Chinese food all in one. And it's so, so good.
And that'll be our food plug for tonight. We also got, who else is on there? We got, the man who,
Oh, by the way, fuck Jamal Holly. All right, continue.
Wow.
Why?
Oh, the free thinker?
Yes.
why? Just, what's going on?
Because you why need, not?
Look,
because...
Do you always need a why?
I just want to know why.
You should already know.
I know why because I shit on his page anyway. I'm always against. Like he talked about something, I'm like I say something and
no. Apparently, he thinks Goldberg is attitude era. Yeah, just let that sink in for a little bit.
Hold up, Goldberg was not. In the Attitude Era.
Exactly.
He was in the NWO era.
Well, the Attitude
Era. He wasn't even WWE era. Well, he's WCW.
No.
But
well, Attitude Era doesn't specifically mean Attitude WWE. Era,
yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
WWE coined the phrase. Look,
Attitude Era was the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah.
No, but Attitude Era is WWE.
Shh.
90s, you could include Goldberg.
Hold on.
No, he was in the Attitude Era. Look,
I'm thinking.
Yeah, he was.
What was it? God when he came to WWE, it was Ruthless Aggression.
Look, I'm thinking.
When he was in WCW.
Hey. I'm thinking outside the box here. Attitude Era for wrestling as a whole was the Monday Night Wars.
Correct.
But here's the thing.
Goldberg wasn't around for the Monday Night Wars.
Stop! Like you're not letting me finish. Yes, he was. But like, look. This is where I'm gonna take your side on this.
Dude, he had 100 and how many wins?
All right.
Attitude Era was a Monday Night Wars, and Goldberg was at the top of WCW during those Monday Night Wars, along with the NWO. But I don't think that fuckface was seeing it that way. Okay, so like, no, when. WWE, when people see that, it's Austin versus The Rock. But if you're a WCW fan, you see it as Monday Night Wars, which was
Hogan versus
the NWO plus Goldberg.
I thought it was or NWO
versus WCW.
That was in there.
Yeah, it was.
That was in there, but like the height of WCW was the NWO, and then when Goldberg has its undefeated streak up until the time where. Scott all teased him and it just went down to shitter. So, yeah, no, fuck them all. Anyway.
Hey, I don't say that because I really don't want to fuck you. But, hey, man.
Figuratively speaking, numbnuts, nah, I'm just fucking with you too. Muttley. Come on, do it. Fine, I'll do it. See, I don't have that. There we go.
You got it?
There we go.
JCM Muttley.
Nope. You're Dave Muttley.
We're all the Muttleys.
Nope.
We're like the Dudley boys. We're the Muttley family.
The Muttley just boys.
The Muttley boys. Weird.
The Muttley boys.
Get the table!
It's like a group of muggles from Harry Potter.
Somebody says, get the table. So our next interview is before we hop off.
Right now, we don't have anything.
We got the Topa T one, and then we have the... What was the last one?
I think it was Amy Lee, and I need to make sure she's still in.
And that's it.
So...
All right. Yeah, it's 9:43. Got to hop over here. I got to be out of here in like 2 minutes. So this is Fram.
JCL. And Dave Muttley.
It's DB Richards.
See you next week.
You have a good one.
Dave Muttley.
See you next
week. No, it's not Dave Muttley. Shut up about Dave Muttley.
Dave Muttley.
You're Jay...
Dave Muttley.
Jamack Muttley.
Dave Muttley.